Once again, hello everyone. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska. It is Halloween.
It is indeed. Trick or treat.
Yeah, boo, everybody.
Oh, there you go. That'll get them. That'll get them.
If you're ready for the ultimate ranching revelation, dive into the world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders, immerse yourself in the thrill of rodeo news, and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grains to performance horses, they're the rancher's weekly Bible. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Kim, there have you heard about the Bender family of Kansas?
No. Does it have to do with Halloween?
It does. It's are a scary ghosts? True story.
Oh, okay. So, well, are you going to tell me about it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, after that, I have funny stories for
Halloween. Yeah, we'll need them after this.
Okay.
In 1870, the Bender family settled in Kansas along the Great Osage Trail. It was a great place for Ma and Pa Bender, along with their daughter Kate and their son John, to set up their little inn and store. Travelers could stay, pick up some supplies, get their fortune told by Kate, and possibly die.
Ooh.
It wouldn't come out until later that Ma had been married a few times to men who had a tendency to die from head trauma. That Kate was one of her 12 children, and that John was possibly Kate's husband, not her brother. What?
Huh?
What? Okay. It wasn't uncommon for people to head west only to drop off the face of the earth. So it wasn't until the 1872 disappearance of George Lonker and his baby daughter that things started unraveling. Dr. William York set out to find them, and he disappeared too. His very important brothers wanted to know what the heck was going on. By the time they followed the trail to Labette County, Kansas, and got wind of how creepy the Benders were, they'd hightailed it out of town and left behind a house with a blood-covered cellar. When neighbors recalled that the Benders always seemed to be plowing, no matter the season, volunteers started digging. They found 10 bodies, and the Benders were ultimately linked to 21 murders.
Ooh.
Mental Floss says that there were plenty of stories, but no closure. None of the Benders were ever heard from again.
Really?
True story from Kansas.
Ooh, and that's creepy. And you just came back from Kansas. I'm glad you made it back.
Yes, we didn't go down that direction to that
that's
part of Kansas
good.
Anyway.
That's good.
Okay, lighten the mood a bit.
All right, so I'll start this story by saying that my brother and I both have weird senses of humor to begin with when it comes to spooky stuff. So when we started hearing a baby crying in one haunted house we went to, we'd already started to crack up. Apparently, in that particular room, a fake baby was supposed to swing down on a noose to scare you, but instead, the baby doll accidentally got detached from the rope and flew across the room. We both laughed so hard they ended up actually kicking us out of the booth.
You're not supposed to laugh at those?
No.
That's pretty creepy to do that with a...
Yeah. Okay, so now, it is Halloween, so I've got a few more two-sentence horror stories.
Okay,
so I've just got a few. I begin tucking him into bed, and he tells me, "Daddy, check for monsters under my bed." I look underneath for his amusement and see him, another him, under the bed, staring back at me, quivering and whispering, "Daddy, there's someone on my bed."
Ooh.
That's
a Twilight Zone thing there, isn't it?
Just another muffled Vo, actually, is who submitted that. Okay. She had a roast on the table despite the empty shelves at all the markets. They could always have other children.
Ooh, no.
That's bad. That was by Brennan. Okay, this is my last one for the season. I promise no more two-story horror stories.
Okay.
There's no more chocolate or coffee. Oh, and your Kindle broke too.
Ooh, all of those things.
That's by Melina Bennett Vasquez.
I have something you might want to try. They say that it's impossible to hum while holding your nose.
Really? Should I try it? Oh, that's
true.
Weird.
Okay, true.
Well, I don't know if it's true. Apparently, air has to go out your nose to hum.
The current American flag was designed by a 17-year-old as a class project.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Anyway, yeah.
Folks, if you have items to share on the good stuff, now we're going to be starting to talk about some Veterans Day coming up here in November, and then we'll be into Thanksgiving and Christmas before you know it. So if you have items to share about those or other things, just send them to kimhburge@gmail.com. One day they might show up right here on a future edition of The Good Stuff.